Hi, I'm Jaden Kupferman, and recently, while on vacation, I was scrolling through Instagram and saw my friends posting amazing pictures of the times they were having. I also wanted to capture the perfect picture, but ended up spending more time focusing on that than actually enjoying my time. That's why I decided to do an audio piece about this issue with my friends Lital Preselmeyer and Emma Newman. Emma will now explain the Instagram phenomenon among teens.
Teenagers try to portray their lives more positively and more entertaining than they actually are. This fakeness on social media has led teenagers' self-esteem to plummet. We interview Jericho High School senior Sophia Z to hear her opinion on this issue.
It definitely alters people's perceptions of what actually is fun, and you can't base your life off of, wow, these people are having more fun than I am, because you can't really tell what's true from an Instagram picture. And I think that has to go for all of social media, especially Snapchat and Facebook. And I just don't think that people are accurately portraying their lives, which is why everything is just so skewed, and I don't think people are like living life to its fullest, because they're just living vicariously through other people's pictures.
Next, we interviewed senior Sam L. about her thoughts on social media. In the interview, she explains how people are using editing apps to change their body and appearance to seem picture perfect. These apps allow people to make themselves skinnier, clear their skin, whiten their teeth, and more.
Obviously, social media also has a large effect on body image. A lot of teenagers, high school girls especially, and middle school girls, feel the need to change their body to fit a certain image. And there's also apps that a lot of people use. And this is definitely stems from a lot of famous people using the apps as well, and this coming out in all blogs and TMZ. But that changes our sense of confidence, because we do think that we have to fit a model. A model persona, especially because these apps are available for us, and so we lose the confidence in what true beauty is.
We interviewed psychology and social studies teacher Miss Hines about her thoughts on the impact of social media.
Well, there's a lot of research that's being conducted these days out in like the psychology community that is showing that social media can really have a negative impact on a lot of people's self-esteem. You know, people tend to equate their self-esteem with how many likes they get on photos, and so if somebody else's photo gets more likes than theirs, then they're not good enough. You know, people compare their lives to other people's lives, and of course, on social media, you're only posting like the highlights of your life. You're not posting when you're just sitting around like binge watching something on TV, like having a boring night in. So people only compare their lives to the highlights of other people's life, which sometimes then makes us feel like our lives don't kind of measure up to those.
As well as other teachers and students, freshman Rachel S. has shared with us a personal story about her experiences with Instagram envy.
So, especially during the vacations and stuff, when a bunch of girls are posting pictures from vacation and them in bathing suits and stuff, it kind of hurts to see everyone like with such good bodies. So it makes me doubt myself, and sometimes I'll delete pictures that I've posted in bathing suits because I don't feel as good about myself.
Clearly, this is a widespread issue that will continue to develop as technology advances. Our generation needs to act on this problem and start living in the moment, not on social media. This is Emma Newman,
Lital Preselmeyer,
and Jaden Kupferman
from the Jericho News.